Venezuelans living in the U.S. are shocked by a Supreme Court decision handed down yesterday. It immediately strips temporary protected status, known as TPS, from hundreds of thousands of Venezuelans. A legal fight over the Trump administration order ending TPS is now playing out in other federal courts. But NPR's Greg Allen reports Venezuelans living in Florida are worried that they might be deported back to a country mired in economic and political turmoil.
Cecilia Gonzalez Herrera came to the U.S. from Venezuela with her parents 8 years ago after her family was targeted by the administration of authoritarian leader Nicolas Maduro.
Due to the political persecution my parents were facing, both of my parents were very vocal against the Maduro regime. My dad was an attorney. My mom was a political science specialist.
Gonzalez is one of the plaintiffs who challenged an order issued in January by the Trump administration ending TPS for about 350,000 Venezuelans. A U.S. district judge in San Francisco put the administration order on hold while he heard the case, and an appeals court agreed with that decision. In an unsigned order, the Supreme Court intervened, stripping TPS immediately from a group of Venezuelans whose status expired in April. For those people, Adelise Ferro, executive director of the Venezuelan American Caucus, says there may be immediate consequences.
Because of that, the work permits that are linked to their TPS are expired. Because of that, their driver's license are also expired, unless they have some other immigration benefit.
Cecilia Gonzalez lives in Central Florida and is part of a group of Venezuelans whose temporary protected status expires in September. Along with her parents, she applied for political asylum when she arrived here 8 years ago. If she loses TPS, she says, she and many other Venezuelans will press their case for asylum.
Which pretty much means that we will be in this limbo that we have been waiting 8 years or more time, waiting for an interview to be called. Which is the reality of many other Venezuelans who have also filed for political asylum.
In its court filings, the Trump administration says TPS is no longer needed for Venezuelans because economic and political conditions have improved there. Ferro says that's simply not true, and she says a travel advisory issued just last week by the U.S. State Department confirms it.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio, through his department, published a travel warning for U.S. citizens going to Venezuela or being in Venezuela and ask them to leave the country immediately.
The advisory warns of, quote, arbitrary enforcement of local laws, crime, civil unrest, and poor health infrastructure. Gonzalez says there is some remorse among Venezuelans who voted for Trump, some of whom now see his actions lifting TPS as a betrayal. But it's a reminder, she says, that elections matter.
During the campaign, Trump was very open about his plans for immigration, including Venezuelans. That some Venezuelans who supported him may now look surprised and be like, I didn't know he meant us. Or I didn't thought he was going to come for us. Well, he meant it, and he's doing it.
Despite its impact on Florida's large Venezuelan community, reaction to the Supreme Court order and Trump's push to lift TPS has been muted among Republican elected officials here. Maria Elvira Salazar, a member of Congress from Miami, who's positioned herself as an advocate of Venezuelans and a Trump supporter, said she's deeply disappointed with the court's decision. Greg Allen, NPR News, Doral, Florida.